The city of Edmonton has been identifying encampments throughout the city that are thought to be a risk to the safety of those living there and others living around them. According to Edmonton Fire Rescue Services, there were 135 encampment fires in 2023, which resulted in 22 injuries and 3 fatalities. The city has ordered the closure of 8 encampments in the city under a court order that's set to expire on January 11th. The court order states that those who are being displaced by the closures must have adequate shelter spaces ready for them. But there are some who are continuing to live outdoors rather than take the shelter spaces they're offered. Robbie Caboni, the supervisor of the Community Outreach Transit Team Outreach Workers with the Bent Arrow Traditional Healing Society, spoke about why some of these people aren't going to shelters.
A lot of the community members that we encounter talk about feeling unsafe in current shelters.
Caboni expands on why these folks may not feel safe in these spaces.
One of the biggest fears for our community members is moving into spaces by themselves and not with people they know, or they at least are kind of in a community. So there's a shortage of supported living spaces. That's my interpretation of what I think is going on there.
The encampment sweeps will continue until January 11th, when a new court order will be made, which the city and the Edmonton Police Service said they will adhere to. For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.